Welcome. Okay, Fernando, I will. Allow your experience to be what it is. Allow the universe to be what it is. Whichever way it appears to you. Do nothing, simply be. Align yourself with the universe, with the vastness. Because you and the universe are not separate. You belong to the same reality. There is no separate you which stands apart from the universe, from the totality. There is a natural harmony in the universe, the flow. You do not stand apart from this harmony. There is nothing which is lost or gained in the totality, in the wholeness. There's no loss or gain. So there is nothing that you need to protect. Nothing that you need to improve or hold on to or safeguard. That which is cannot not be. That which is not has never been. You have to allow for the complete annihilation. Not to stand in the way of the complete annihilation. Because reality is untouched. Images on the screen, they appear and disappear. The screen remains. No need to hold on to any image, to allow for its complete annihilation. The me, my person, the feelings that I identify with or that I hold on to, or that I rely upon to define me, those feelings, you have to allow for their complete annihilation. Effortlessly, they do annihilate, they do disappear. You don't need to improve or try to improve the images on the screen. when you move towards the screen to improve the image, you only touch the screen. You don't, there is no image. It's the screen. An image appears and disappears, and then you keep thinking, oh, it should have been otherwise. Why didn't this image stay longer? Why did this image appear this way or that way? But it's 100% gone. Although it is 100% gone, sometimes we are obsessed. We're obsessing about the image. About the state, about the experience, about the feeling, about the emotion. When we overlook being, the absolute certainty of being, which is the peace. Because being is not personal, is not being somebody or being a special, whatever. You imagine yourself to be somebody good, somebody bad, good today, bad yesterday, whatever. Images and stories and nothing to do with the universe, nothing to do with reality. We do that because we enjoy doing that. Even feeling bad, somehow, it's something rather than nothing, something that we play with, something that we can bite our teeth into. I'm a good person, I'm a bad person. One day, a good person, next day, another bad person, then good again and bad again. While There is no person. Just a game we like to play. Being is not a person. It's what we all are. The essence of existence. This consciousness. Being, isness, what appears does not refer to itself, refers to its essence. A tree does not refer to itself. It refers to its essence. Which is isness. The thingness of all things is not a thing. The isness of all things is not a thing. Being is not a person. It's the essence. It is the reality of I. Unhappiness is this imaginary separation. Believing yourself to be a man, a woman, a person. Giving power to the feeling. Feeling that I am this or I am that. Overlooking the reality of consciousness, the reality of that which perceives, the reality of that which is. The feelings of guilt are simply about a me, a bad me, a better me. I was a bad me, I should have been a better me. It creates an imaginary personal power, imaginary personal self. and then the emotions arise. And we try to fix the emotions. Via therapy, via various medicines, various means. But the source of these negative emotions is this belief that I exist as personal self, a good self, a bad self, pretty self. That belief and the feeling that I am somebody is living in time and space, struggling to get somewhere or change something. While it is possible for us to harmonize ourselves with the natural state, the effortless the totality is to be the flow effortlessly. To let the bygones be bygones. To be freshly in this moment, not knowing. Life is always movement. That's what life is, movement. And the essence of life is peace and stillness, freedom. The movement in the movement, it's a flow. The field of attractions and repulsions, and vibrations, energetics, sound waves. Electromagnetic fields. Brain waves appearing as wind and as thought and as sensations, the sensation of the sunshine on your skin, the perception of a creative thought, the remembrance of a dear one. The feeling of hunger. Desire to travel, to meet friends for dinner. Being in the company of friends. Who share moments of laughter and sometimes some things that may appear stupid to us. Images on the screen. At the screen is the love. The screen itself is the aliveness of love, the creative field of freedom, beauty. We are not separate from any of it. There is no personal will. Don't trouble yourself with personal will or blaming yourself. What personal will are you talking about? Are we talking about? It's universal will. Bodies born and bodies dying. Seeds falling on the ground, being carried by the wind. Some seeds being carried onto rocky terrain and they dry out. Other get carried upon fertile land and they grow to be whatever they grow to be. It's not personal doer. The doer is God's will, God's doing. The universal doer. I am this aware presence, God's awareness, via a particular body-mind. Awareness is not different across different body minds. It's the same God's awareness, whether it's looking through one window or another window. It's the same perceiver, the same reality. Creating all perceptions, all windows, every moment, every instant, like this instant right now, that which you perceive, this image that you perceive, all images. Zillions and zillions of images appearing out of the one source and being perceived by the same eye, the same awareness. Do not mistake yourself to be a particular character, particular object, a particular form. Remain not knowing. Being universal beingness. Being not knowing.